What are you most proud of having achieved here at Gloucester Camp?
I think the things that you just can't beat is actually winning a trophy.
Yeah.
You know, it's what it's all about. You know, to be truthful, you know, the profit side of things and making the books balance. You don't remember, do you? In 10 years' time, do you remember if Gloucester, if it cost them 1 million, 2 million, or they made 1 million, and do you care?
Yeah.
All you care about is the big day out and winning the trophy. Mm. And it doesn't matter where you are in that day out, you know, whether you're the guy that sweeps the terraces, whether you're head of marketing, whether you're the coach, whether you're the player that has the winning try, you know, whether you're the heritage boys, you know, you're all part of it. And that is something that's really special. Everybody is part of that big day out at some level. Mm. And then you come back and it's there, it's in the record books, you've got a trophy, and I think those are the big days. Yeah. And for me, you know, where sport sort of runs through the veins, it's fantastic. Those days are great.
And which is there one day that you would pull out as that was just absolutely wonderful?
A real funny enough, they're all great. I often believe, well, first of all, to answer that question, a real special day was this year beating Toulouse here.
Mm.
That was a great day.
Yeah.
And you know, I went and picked up a present. Toulouse brought him here. We had a nice dinner and the whole thing. We had ERC bosses here. We had the whole thing. And we beat them. And that was great.
Yeah.
And when we played Toulouse in Toulouse, I almost felt like I should feel privileged to be playing Toulouse at Toulouse. That they felt that I should be privileged. And you know, you almost, and I thought, I would just love to win today. And we nearly did. And I was sat next to him in the stadium. And he was getting more and more frustrated, more and more annoyed, and we nearly turned over. And I felt really proud that day. Mm. And I thought, well, you wait till you come to us, because your team is not suited to playing our team. And we're going to give you a good old sorting out. And we did. And that was
the... Well, it was the manner of the win as well.
Yeah, that was a big day. But I often feel, and I always felt this when I was playing as well, the big day, the build-up, the whole thing, but you got to win it. You got to win that day. Otherwise, I'd sooner not be there. If I could choose, if I could get to a point where you say, right, okay, we've now played that day.
Mm.
If you could rewind history and not get there because you just got stuffed by Leicester in the final, I'd sooner not go there. Because it's terrible. It's the worst place to be when you lose, you know, because you just don't know what to do. You know, you just... And I was like that when we were playing, you know, my basketball days. You know, if you lost in the big final, I was the worst loser. And, you know, it would take probably 4 days until I could talk to anybody properly.
Yeah. It's interesting, actually, thinking back to a comment you passed earlier about the relative merits for Gloucester, if you like, of the Heineken Cup and the Amlin Cup as it is now. I mean, I think I might choose as the greatest day the game at the Stoop when we won the European Cup.
Yeah, it was a great day.
That
was a great day.
Yeah, because it was so exciting as well as winning the cup.
And I love Bristol now. 2000. Bristol, the big trophy, at Twickenham.
Yeah.
It was the first year before you were actually badged as national champions.
Right. Yeah.
That was a great day.
Yeah.
That was a great day.
We were there.
Yeah, we. Great.
And the cup final against Northampton.
Right.
That was a wonderful match.
Yeah. Right.
In 2003.
Yeah.
That was a wonderful match.
Now, you need to ask me the worst day.
Yeah.
Right, I need you to stay here 1 second. I'll be.
That was next up.
And these two logos have changed. That's our old logo, as you'll know better than me. Do you know whose logo that is?
No.
That's Munster. Oh,
Munster, yeah.
Oh. And this tie hangs in my wardrobe, and occasionally I bump into it. And it reminds me of how not to prepare for something in life. And just to remind you, Munster, they make, for their big games, they make a tie. They make ties. That we had to lose by more than 27 points and 4 tries. Both had to happen.
Mm.
And we were complacent in every respect on this match. And I don't know very much about rugby. I mean, you know far more about rugby than I. But one thing I do know is how to prepare for sport and where preparation is. And, you know, I played 50-odd times in 20 countries, so I know about preparing. At one point, I was trained 5 hours a day. This was the worst experience I have ever experienced in my life. And I just think I could go into it in huge depth, but I will never forget that day for the rest of my life. And this, I bump into this in my closet at home, and I hang it there so that I bump into it. And when I do bump into it, I take it out and I put it somewhere else so that I'll bump into it again. And it reminds me that when you're preparing for something, prepare properly, whatever it is, and how well off you are. And that is one of the... I've had some terrible losses at basketball that have just completely ripped me apart. This is the worst ever. That year, I believe we could have won the Heineken Cup.
Hmm.
And our team and our coaches thought we were through. Hmm. I won't say anymore. Hmm. There's a lot more to it.
Yeah, the decision making on the field was awful too.
Yeah.
There were chances to save the day that weren't taken.
Oh, incredible.
Incredible decisions were made.
Incredible. Incredible team line out, incredible preparation, the whole air around the camp was just terrible. And I mean, Tom was with me, he was happy, he thought it was going to be a good day. And I remember him saying to me, What's up? You know, you could tell from my face. And I said to him, Tom, this is just crap. And he said, well, what's up? And I told him, and he said to Tom, just it'd be fine. It wasn't. Yeah. And that could have been, I think that year could have been a real big year for the club. I think we had the team ready to do something. What do you think?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Well, I think I would comment on top of that. I'd suspect we had one or two players who showed not just on that day that they actually froze on the big occasion.
I think that's right. I think, but what did happen is the game plan was found in the back of the taxi.
Mm.
And it appeared it got to the Munster team. Mm. How does that happen? You know, there were people on that trip with the team that shouldn't have been on that trip with the team. The whole build up wasn't, it was like a bloody holiday camp. It wasn't about, you know.
Do you think the lessons were learned from that?
Yeah, they were. I think I learned some lessons as well. You know, I think you kind of... There's certain things that you don't check. There's certain things that you assume are the standards that should be adopted. And I think on that day I learned that don't assume anything. You know, I think Tom probably feels the same. It was a bad day. A really bad day. I had to fly home on Tom's private jet. He just bought a new private jet. It was like flying in a wardrobe. It was such a beautiful, you know. It was the worst trip home. You know,
yeah.
Fortunately we had a tailwind and we got home earlier than that. But yeah, it was a bad day.
Yeah, was indeed.